SMBFP. That's well, you know what it stands for. Anyway, as usual, this is Sal. With me is a special guest, Tiffany. Hey, say Tiffany. Say hey. That's it. That worked. No. Well, you know, say hey.
Hey.
As usual with one of these, I don't really have anything prepared, but well, we got 10 inches of snow. That was pretty awesome. How do you think of that? You know, it's cold. It's wet. You know. Anything?
No.
Yeah. Well, we got snowed in. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I just moved the car because we're getting freezing rain now. I rolled at the bottom of the driveway. That way, you know, if we need to leave, we could do that. Nice. I cleaned up the car, so the neighbors wouldn't be like, "Jesus, look at them." You know. You can't nod. You have to say yes. They can't see you nodding.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. We established this in a previous episode where, like, Sam would say something, and then I would nod at him, and then he would be like, and then he would give me a look like, "You're retarded." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." I couldn't, but I don't want to, like, make that obligatory DJ error where, you know, you go, like, you know, they say something that you agree with, and you're like, "Yeah, yeah, I totally agree, yeah." Where you say it, like, a lot, and you're kind of, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. See, you were doing it just fine. That is an appropriate time to say yeah. You can say it again if you want.
What, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to YeahCast. This is Sal. And yeah. You can't see it, but Tiffany's making a grumpy face at me. Because apparently she doesn't want to be known as yeah.
No.
Alright. Christmas is coming around. And I've almost got everything I need purchased. I have, like, two more to go. One of them I'm hoping to take care of today. I mean, tomorrow. It's, like, 10:30 at night. There's no way it's happening today. I want to take that picture with Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The thing I want to do is, I want to get my mom a present, and I was like, I bought her a book. It's called, like, Hot, Flat, and Crowded. It was a book about, like, global economy and going green and how you can make, you know, I can, environmentally sound policies to help, like, change laws and whatever. I didn't read the fucking thing, but I bought it from my mom. And then, before they left for Florida, like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, I came home to pick them up at, like, 4:30 in the morning, and I saw the goddamn book on the kitchen table, which mom was, like, halfway through reading. And I was like, excellent. I spent $10 on a fucking book for nothing. But it was a bestseller, so.
So I should probably know about it.
Yeah, so I made a good decision, because clearly she likes the book.
Right, well, I mean, you know, you chose a book that would probably be on a bestseller in the newspaper she reads.
Yeah.
Probably everyone at the gym was talking to her about, so.
I don't know if everybody at the gym's talking about it, but, yeah, I guess you're right. Well, anyway, it was a bad decision, clearly. So my alternative gift was, a ripoff of Aaron and Peter's gift to, Aaron's parents, which was to give them, like, an updated photo of them, of the siblings, basically.
Yeah.
Aaron and Peter and John. Aaron's brother.
Peter's not really a sibling.
No, but, like, he's a sibling-in-law now.
Yeah.
So, by now, I mean, like, you know, 3 years running, so. Mm-hmm. But the picture that the O'Malleys have up on their, mantle is, like, I think they took that picture in, like, 2000. So, it's almost 9 years old.
Almost.
I don't see anything wrong with that picture.
No, I think it's a fine picture.
I like the picture, but Aaron's right, it is, you know, 9 years old. She's married now. There's a new dude to go up on the wall. Like, with my folks, what they used to do is they used to do, like, a family picture every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they would... The main picture would be the newest picture.
When did that stop?
I don't know, when I stopped going to the mall with them to get the picture done.
When was that?
Probably in the 90s.
Oh, then that's kind of a difference. I mean, this says more or less, I remember doing this, and...
Yeah, but it's the main picture. Like, it's like, right there.
No, I'm just saying that your gift says, like, you know, I'm nostalgic.
My gift?
Yeah, like, if you do the picture.
For my folks?
Yeah.
You mean, like, my ripoff I do?
Yes.
It says that, like, I'm...
Like, that you remember going to the mall and doing this, and you took it upon yourself.
Oh. Oh, I see. So you're being clever.
Yeah.
Because you're taking the idea that I ripped it off, and I'm flipping it around.
Mm-hmm.
And making it my own. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll say when I give it to them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I won't say, like, Aaron was doing it, so I thought I'd do it, too.
No, just be like, I remember doing this, like, when I was younger.
Yeah. Except, you know, I didn't invite Mom and Dad.
Well, yeah. Your mother would say she doesn't want a picture of herself.
That's true.
Or your father.
Well, Dad wouldn't mind, but he would be like...
But then he'd look at you.
Yeah, he would, because my father doesn't... At one point, I think it was, like, right after I graduated from high school, although it may have been sooner than... It might have been later than that, I don't know. But, like, at one point, my dad decided that he was no longer going to look at the camera when he got his photo taken. Instead, if he was taking a picture with a loved one, what he would do is, right when they said three, or cheese, or whatever the picture signal was, he would then turn his head and look, I guess lovingly, or wistfully, at his loved one. Whichever one he decided, you know, when they took the picture. So instead of, like, having a picture of everyone looking at you and smiling, he has a picture of everybody looking and smiling, and my dad looking at one of you and smiling to himself.
Now, does that make you, like, the chosen one?
I don't know what the hell that makes
me. Are you the favorite in the photo, then?
Well, like, it depends on who it is. Like, because sometimes you look at Mom, and that really pisses her off, but, like, sometimes you look at me or Jenna.
Does that just mean that at that moment that was the person he loved the most?
I don't think...
And so you could tally up the points?
And then at Christmas we can, like, decide who wins?
Yeah, and maybe, like, you know, your father will have, like, you know, the trade-in for points for prizes sort of thing.
Hmm. I don't think my dad puts that much thought into anything he does, much less the, a points system.
Are there any versions of this photo where he's looking at the person and he, like, hates them?
No, there's no, like, anti-like photo where he, like, he's taking a picture with, like, I don't know, some cousin he doesn't like and he's just, like, grimacing. Like, no, there's no, like...
Well, that would have been more awesome.
That's funny, but that's more like the picture you take with someone who's drunk. Who's like, take a picture with me! And then, like, the picture is you looking at them, annoyed.
Right.
Because they're talking too close or something.
Right.
There's a great picture of Chris, actually, from, like, New Year's, from, I think, 2 years ago. Where, like, he is just looking at Ben with, like, this contempt. And I don't think he actually... I know he wasn't angry with him that day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna pull it up, because it's so fucking funny. Because he is so unhappy. But, while we're doing that... So anyway, my dad takes this picture of him looking at us. So, yeah, I guess he would have ruined that picture anyway.
Yeah, because he'd just be looking at one of you.
Because he'd be looking at one of us.
At only one of you, because, like, you know...
He can't look at all of us. Yeah. It's not like... Well, unless, like, they gave him, like, one of those, like, colored steps. You know, the box that they take. You know, the box that they put, like, a little kid on that has, like, a color felt on it?
Yeah, I know.
And, like, they give him, like, you know, three steps, and then he stands on them, and then he looks down on all of us, smiling. You know, almost like he's, like, a ghost.
It's like some giant vertical image.
Yeah. Kind of like those pictures of us where, like, you took a picture of like, one of the kids, and you have the picture of them, like, you know, with their hands folded, wearing, like, their best sweater.
Yeah.
And then there's their face, disembodied, on the opposite side of the picture, in the darkness, looking at you.
That seems like a very, like, 80s...
It is a very 80s thing to do. But I'm just saying, like, but what was the motivation behind that idea? Like, who said, like, oh, I'm gonna take a picture of you, and then I'm gonna put your spectral... disembodied face on the other side of the picture doing the same thing but looking kind of at you. You know?
Yeah.
I think that was like an evangelical idea, but like my dad would love to have that picture.
Oh, maybe it was more like you wanted to see the kid's face up close, but you only wanted to have the one picture up.
Yeah, but that's retarded.
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
Well, yeah. All right. Anyway, my point is that my dad would like be, you know, kind of like Zeus, like watching over his family. That's, you know, that was the idea. We're almost to the picture here.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, we've got it. Where the hell did it go? This is the bass ackwards way of doing it, because I'm looking through the pictures on the internet instead of, like, looking at the pictures that I have on my hard drive. And I even think I fucking don't have it here. So, I'm just gonna go to the hard drive. But anyway, so the actual gift idea that I have is to take a picture with me and Jenna... And maybe you.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand why that doesn't make any sense.
Because your mom's not going to want a picture of me up on the mantle.
Well, she's not... Maybe she won't put it on the mantle, but she'll at least put it up, like...
Yeah, but she'll want a picture of you and Jenna up on the mantle.
Well, I don't think it's going on any mantle, because I don't think she, like, does the
mantle
thing.
It's the mantle, like, you know...
I know.
The figurative mantle.
Right. The place upon which you rest all of the things that matter to you.
So where's this picture?
It's coming. All right? I'm going to nickname this Patience Cast. Or lack thereof. I don't see it. It might be from a previous year. But Chris is wearing the exact same outfit in this year that he Well, we've just revealed something interesting. Chris apparently dresses the same for at least 2 New Year's in a row.
Well, I mean, like, it's just his jacket and jeans because we spend most of the time outside.
Yeah. Not this year.
No. Well, we could just yell at the moon.
Well, I mean, we're gonna be outside. I'm sure we're gonna go outside, because I know there's gonna be, like, cigarring.
Oh, that's true. That'll be a lot easier. I guess this year there'll be a lot less going on, so more things will get done.
More things?
Well, I mean, I know in previous years, like, you know, like, we may want to do, like, play Catan, but people get tired. So
yeah.
So we have a game, but, like, it kind of devolves quickly into just wanting someone to win.
Well, that's also because, like, the game itself is, like, 9 hours
no,
long.
No, I understand
because
that.
Because we have, like, 11 people playing.
I understand that.
Although Christina won't be playing this year.
Again.
So it won't, yeah, well, you know, like many years. But, so that way it won't be like, I will leave! When I leave, this game is over.
Are you sure this picture exists?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking in December 2005. It's not in that album. But it's gonna be here. And when it does, there'll be a reckoning.
Okay. Bring it on.
It's not the great... I mean, you know, it's a funny picture.
Is it really worth all this work?
You know, it's not really that much work. It involves me clicking. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. Yes, I'm doing a present for my mom, which involves me and Jenna and possibly you. I might just use... I just want that picture.
Okay.
Of, like, me and Jenna and you, because I think
fine.
That'd be cool.
That's fine.
Like, I think that'll look good in the little house.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom will probably want a copy in the big house. All right, I found it. Here it is. It's called Disdain. In New Year's in NYC Part 2, that was the year 2006, going into 7. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, here we go. Look at how unhappy he is. And you can see it's Ben because he's wearing that hemp bracelet that he likes so much.
Oh, yeah.
Let's zoom in full size. Look at that. That is clearly like, I am not happy with you.
Well, maybe he's telling him something funny. Or maybe Chris is about to say something and you've just caught him.
Yeah, but look at those narrow eyes. He's got his brow is not furrowed, but crinkled, certainly. Yeah, there's Ben, because he's wearing man jewelry. And his, like, leather trench coat. Erin is adorable, because she's just, like, she's getting a drink from Catherine here, and she's totally not noticing that Chris is just like, ugh, I hate you.
Scroll over a little more.
Okay. And over here?
Yes.
It looks like
Catherine's in some sort of, like, she looks very good in this picture, but, like, her hair is blown back way more than anyone else's is in the image.
Yeah. It is windy in this picture, definitely. It also looks like she's pouring one glass for Lisa and Erin. They're going to share the glass together. Well, let's see what the next picture is. Maybe that one will tell the rest of the story. Where the hell did it go?
It's right there.
Oh, there it is.
It's
shit.
Right there.
All
right,
well, I have that one up.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, so that was it about what I'm going to do for my mom. So I have to do that. So I have to coordinate my plans with Jenna tomorrow. If I finish my paper in time. Oh, okay, then it's the main image. Everybody.
I'm wearing that stupid hat, but my head was warm.
What hat? Is that one of Keenan's
hats?
Yeah,
Keenan gave me his hat and his scarf.
Yeah. See, now Chris looks elated.
Yeah.
This is the next picture, and he's thrilled.
It looks like Danielle just showed up.
He
like,
does. She's like, hey, what'd I miss? And Ben always strikes this pose. This is the pose where he's holding a glass, he has his hand in his pocket, or at his side, he's got his jacket open, everybody else is trussed up. You're wearing, like, 3 scarves and, like, 4 hats. And I'm apparently, like... my dad, spectrally watching over everybody that I know. Dustin looks like a freaking talk show host. He's like, welcome back! We're here in New York City for New Year's Rockin' Eve! But yeah, Danielle looks like she just showed up. She's like, hey, what's going on? Shaking. But Ben, this pose, I see this pose in every formal event that we ever go to.
Yeah.
And it's the, like, hey, what's going on? Check you later. It's that, like, yeah, I can't stay, but I'm gonna... that kind of thing. It's great. It's very model. Anyway, so that was the picture.
Yeah.
I think that speaks for itself. Even though I just spoke about it for like 20 minutes.
That's it.
So New Year's is coming up fucking really fast. I announced to everybody that the gift exchange is gonna be
on New Year's.
On New Year's, so if you have a present, you don't need one, there's no...
Now, does that seal the deal that it's not gonna be in New York then?
Well, yes, because I don't see any way for it to be in New York.
I mean, that way only Keenan has to bring all his presents out, so it's totally inconvenient to Keenan.
Fuck him. Because we have to bring fucking, like, sleeping bags and, like, Catan DVDs, all our presents for Keenan.
I have to assume nobody's sleeping over then, even though they're welcome.
I don't know. I mean, well, it depends on where it is.
Right.
Because, like, I have no doubt that, like, if it isn't in New York, no one will sleep over.
Right.
Just because if it's, especially if it's like within driving distance of the house.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Justin and Katie are definitely not going to sleep. Right. Or I don't think they're going to stay until the ball drops, just because Adelaide is not a... Well, I doubt she'll be interested.
Right. I understand.
She's actually one of the more well-behaved babies that I've seen in recent years.
I even need a Band-Aid.
What'd you do?
I had a hangnail.
And you...
ripped it off.
Apparently, like, severed, like, an artery. It's just going... And, well, you have pink nail polish on.
Yeah.
So it really looks bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. All right, well, we'll be right back. And we're back.
Yay.
And now we know you're not the thing.
Well, that's true.
Well, actually, I needed to, like, gather some of your blood and then zap it.
You just heat up a hot piece of metal and...
And then bzzzt.
Yeah. Well, not... There's no bzzzt involved. It's more of like a...
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
Because you're just touching the blood and then... Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're that unlucky dude on the bench,
then you're done.
No, he's not done. He doesn't die there.
What happens to him?
He is just strapped to the bench while the guy freaks out and becomes a thing. And he's just, like, up in the air with all the rest of them.
Yeah. That sucked for everybody.
It really did. That was really a kind of crappy situation.
Yeah. I think being in the Arctic is a crappy situation.
Well, it must have been, especially since it was just all guys.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point was just that, I think, given the their attempt to give the child a normal bedtime, they'll probably leave early.
Oh, I understand.
I think also Katie told me that they were leaving early.
Yes, she did.
So.
That's probably why you know that they're leaving early.
Well, I was implying that I was suspecting that they were leaving early.
You're making an educated guess.
Yeah. Except I wasn't, because I knew.
Yeah. So you were just being a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like I was like... I'm making an educated guess that Stan Lee created Spider-Man, even though I know, in fact, that he did. With Duke Ditko. But anyway, so the New Year's plan is going to be here, or at least here in the, you know, in the state.
In the northern New Jersey area.
In the northern New Jersey area, probably. Now, you suggested your idea was to go to Vermont.
Yeah, but nobody can go to that.
Well, like, explain to me the plan, because I thought it was a solid idea, and I'm looking forward to trying it out, but I want to know...
The plan would... You know, especially if we did it next year, it would be to leave early on New Year's Eve, drive up to Vermont, enjoy New Year's Eve there, and spend the long weekend there and leave Sunday.
Yeah, because New Year's is going to be on...
This year it's going to be a Wednesday, so the problem was the fact that everyone would have Thursday off, but no one would have Friday off.
Which I think is retarded, that like...
Well, you have Friday off.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I have a retarded schedule.
You have snow days.
I have snow days. I had a snow day today, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I slept till 10.
Yeah, you slept later than that.
I slept till 9:45. I'm sorry, 10:45.
Yeah.
Because Dad came home. And then you woke me up.
Yes, to tell you.
You poked me really hard to tell me that my dad was home.
I'm sorry.
You're like, Dad, your dad's here.
I have, like, no depth perception. I don't know where you are. I'm just...
You just jabbed me. It's a good thing that you don't sleep, like, with a knife. Because I would be dead.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that, at least. Good thing I don't have nails.
Yeah, that is a good thing. I one time... Yeah, exactly. You were like... X-23.
X-23?
Yeah, X-23.
I don't know what that is.
X-23 is Wolverine's female clone.
Oh.
She has, like, two claws. You know. Okay. I guess a better analogy would be Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah. But those are her fingers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those are her creepy fingers.
Right,
I mean, not like that. We're talking, of course, not movie.
No. Lady Deathstrike. Well, she had fingers. They out of her fingers.
Yeah, but they were her fingernails. They were like, shoot.
No, those are actually blades that came out of her fingertips.
Well, either way, it wasn't the same.
Clearly. Anyway, what was I talking about? Besides before X-23?
You're going to tell a story.
About?
Probably about your toes.
No. About my toes? No, I'm not going to tell the dagger toe story right now.
Yeah, please don't.
Crap, what was I going to say? It was something about, like... Oh, yeah, now story. I remember. Okay.
Sleeping in.
No. God damn it! Jeez, hippos!
Everything I said was something we talked about.
Yes, I know, but it was just getting me further and further away from what I was going to say.
Raptors.
It was a digression, alright? Okay. You were talking about how you didn't have, like, it's a good thing you didn't have long fingernails.
Yeah.
And I was saying that I have developed a fear of long fingernails because when I was little, and by little I mean, like, 13, my mom took me to the eye doctor in Morristown, across the street from the train station.
Okay.
In that little block of stores next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Mm.
And the assistant woman, it wasn't really set up like a normal eye doctor, where, like, you go into a room like a doctor.
Right.
And then a woman comes in and helps you, or a guy, either way. But, like, an assistant comes and then prefaces you before the doctor shows up. But anyway...
That is the normal.
Yes, I know. I'm saying that's how it normally goes. But in this one, you go up to, like, essentially a bar.
Okay.
Where they have, like, all their eye shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, talk to them. It's like a consultation.
Okay.
And the woman who worked there had, like, Frito-Lay nails.
Okay.
But she worked at a fucking eye doctor. So, like, she... And this was the day that I was going to get new contact lenses. For the first time ever. And I was afraid of having to put them in. And everybody that I know talks about how they can't wear contacts because they're afraid of touching their eyes. You know, they're like, I can't touch my eyes. I think you're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
You just can't touch your eyes.
I can't. But I can put on eyeliner and mascara.
Right, you can put a fucking sharpened pencil into the vicinity of your eyes.
Yeah. And I mean,
with in a moving car.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's not... I mean, like, I've had experiences where I've actually, like, you know, even with, like, the eyeshadow applicator hit myself in the eye.
Jesus Christ. And were you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you just got dry.
Oh. All right, well, anyway. So, they're explaining to me how to put in my contacts, and then the woman grabs one of the lenses and, like, scoops it up on her fingertip, and then it's like, I'm gonna put this in your eye. I'm gonna help you put it in. And I'm like, absolutely not, because you will ice cream scoop out my eyeball. And then where will I be? Because I was awkward enough.
At least you're, like,
as 13
you're at the eye doctor.
Yeah, but they don't specialize in putting my eyeball back in.
That's true.
But, so I learned at an early age to quickly and efficiently put in a contact lens in my eye for fear of, like, Frito nails, like, scooping out my eyeball.
Were they a neon color?
They were, like, I think they were actually just red.
Oh, okay.
Red or, like, hot pink.
Okay.
It was the 90s, so it probably was hot pink.
Yeah, probably.
Match my Trapper Keeper.
You had a hot pink Trapper Keeper?
There were hot pink elements. I think it was a windsurfer.
Which of a Lisa Frank hot, like, you know, Trapper Keeper?
I don't even know who that is.
Yes, you do.
No,
everyone knows who Lisa Frank is.
Well, I don't know her by name.
Lisa Frank was popular in the 90s for her neon images of, like, puppies and kitties and unicorns.
Oh, this was, a person who drew, who, like...
It was a brand name, so, you know, you assumed it was one person, but now that I'm older, I obviously realize that there were many artists who did Lisa Frank.
So Lisa Frank...
Is Maury Brand.
The Brand. That's the person who, like, makes those, like, folders?
She made folders and Trapper Keepers and stickers and all sorts of things.
Oh. Yeah, I did then.
You had a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Probably. I mean, it was just
I'm sure they made, like, boy versions of them, but, I mean, you think of Lisa Frank, you think of girls.
Right, well, my mom didn't have any, like, social barometer, so she just got me things because they were on sale. We shopped at Bradley's.
I shopped at Bradley's, too.
I'm just saying that, like, my mom would drive out to fucking Bradley's to get me stuff.
Yeah, because you had a drive out there. There wasn't one.
No, Bradley's was not here. And Bradley's is no more.
No.
Which is actually kind of too bad.
It is. There's that one truck, though, up in...
There is that one truck
Sullivan
by...
County.
Yeah, by the Chatterbox. For Bradley's.
Yeah, just sitting out there.
Yeah, and the Bradley's building is still there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's right next to the IHOP, remember?
No.
Oh. Well, it's there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's Brad... I think they changed hands.
Wait, where?
In that big shopping center on 46.
Really?
Yeah,
where?
That's where Bradley's was.
Where?
Where the Super Kmart is.
There.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was further away.
No.
I think the one we went to was further away.
Well, that's retarded, because it's right there. I should go back in time and then explain to you guys that the Bradley's is right there.
Maybe my mom liked the other one better.
I don't see how that could be possible. Let's not go to this Bradley's. Let's go to the good Bradley's.
You know what it could be? It could be the fact that we lived up in Byram, so would have seemed like a longer trip to me.
Yeah.
So, maybe we went to a different one solely based on the location we were at.
Right. That could be.
Because we also went to the James Way and the Ames.
The one in Dover?
Way. No, there was the one up in Sussex County that changed
hands.
That one lasted the longest.
Yeah, that one held on like grim death. But I liked Bradley's because, and Chris will know this, they had great deals on action figures there. Their action figure section was like big and expansive, and it had like all the good ones because no one like went there.
Mm-hmm.
So like I could get Banshee.
I don't know who that is.
Banshee is the Irish X-Man.
Of course she is.
It's a guy.
It's a guy?
Yes.
But that's not what a Banshee is.
No. Wait. Alright, he flew. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he yelled.
But that's what a banshee does.
Yes.
But a banshee is female.
Well, this banshee was a dude.
Was he gay?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. I think he was knocking boots with Moira McTaggart on Muir Island.
Alright.
And he was in the X-Men cartoon, so you should know this. Learn this
I
shit.
He wore the green jacket
in the cartoon.
The green jacket, thanks. That really, you know.
Well, because he never, like, whipped out the banshee costume.
In a world of, like, color, a green jacket totally separates everyone from me.
Well, because you'd recognize him if he wore his suit, but he never wore his uniform, which was just yellow and blue, and he had, like, big wing, like, cloth. Like, it was like, you know, like it filled up his underarms. Which he used, I assume he, ostensibly, to glide.
Uh-huh.
But the action figure was cool because his arms were, like, rigid,
mm-hmm.
and you opened them,
mm-hmm.
and it flapped out his wing thingies, and then he had a whistle on his back and an opening on his chest, but it blended in with his uniform.
So you would throw him around the house?
No, so you could blow into his back,
okay.
and then he would make a whistle.
I assumed it was like you threw him, and as he was flying,
no,
he screeched.
They did not encourage you to throw your action figures.
I don't know. I didn't have action figures.
Well, you should have, because they are the bomb.
I'm sure they are.
Because action figures are cool, except that anyone who bought action figures would know you wouldn't even open the box, because they would lose their intrinsic value.
But did you know that as a kid?
No, of course not. I broke all of my fucking action figures. But if you ask Chris, he has like a action figure graveyard in his back room, which he used to, like, make new action... You see, like...
Which is cool and creepy all at the same time.
Well, it's creepy looking, but it's cool if it was pulled off.
Yeah.
See, like, because back in the day, when they made action figures, like, comic books were not mainstream enough, you know, for them to really, like, make obscure figures.
Mm-hmm.
And by obscure figures, I kind of mean female figures, because they were afraid that no one would buy them.
Because the female figures were just Barbie, and they were way bigger, and they could kick the ass
any
of the little action figures.
No, those weren't figures. Those were dolls. Because they didn't have features, they didn't have kung fu grip, or they didn't, like, have, like, a swivel hip that, like, kicked and punched while they did it. They were also hard plastic figurine.
No. Like, well, part of Barbie was hard plastic.
Yeah.
But part of Barbie wasn't hard plastic.
Right, but I'm talking, these are basically, like, little statues.
Yeah, I understand. I know what an action figure is.
Yeah, I know you know.
But I'm just saying that, like, any girl who had a brother, which I didn't, would have played her Barbies with their action figures. And Barbie was always, like, 10 feet taller than the action figure.
But that, no. That, anyone who had action figures would never have mixed the Barbies with the action figures, because that completely destroys the illusion that you're trying to create.
Why couldn't they just be in the land of the Amazons?
Well, that, I'm sure that some people did that, but I was not one of them, nor do I associate with anyone who did, or openly admits that they did. Anyway, when you were back then, and you had action figures, you'd created adventures with them, and when you wanted to see a figure of a character that you liked,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't make them, what you would do is you would take your old action figures, the ones that you had spares of, because invariably, because your mom and grandmother knew that you liked action figures, you would get repeats.
Mm-hmm.
So you would lobotomize your action figures and Frankenstein them up and then, like, paint them and use, like, epoxy and, like...
You did this?
I didn't. I tried to, but I failed miserably, and I ruined two action figures and said, F this. I would rather just create new adventures around the old figures I have,
okay.
rather than destroy these figures.
And how old are you?
You know, the age doesn't really matter.
No, really. How old are you?
Well, like, I started getting action figures when I started reading comics, which was probably when I was, like, 9.
That's not bad.
I know. And then I stopped buying action figures probably, like, before I went to high school. I was probably, like, 13.
Okay.
14.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. I think I bought action figures when I was in high school, but by that point I was more interested in, like, having, like, desk
characters. Yeah, like, they're just cool then.
That was when, like, McFarlane Toys came out, and they were more interested in creating quote-unquote action figures that didn't move. They were more like statues.
Yeah, they were statues.
You did not play with those because they couldn't do anything.
Well, at this point, I think that's kind of where it's gone. Like, people value those more than the action figures, don't
they? Yeah, people want, well, like, the same people who grew up playing with the action figures are now the action figure industry's bread and butter as far as, like, now they don't want to play with them, they want to put them on their computer terminals.
Yeah, but do you think that they're more into the statuettes, or...?
Yeah, because they're more easily placeable. You know, you can put them someplace. But
they can
actually...
charge more for them, too.
They do. And but the other thing is, they actually grade their action figures based on not they like Toy Fair, for example, a magazine dedicated specifically to toys owned by Wizard. They like will rate an action figure based on their playability, you know, because there is like there is an argument, a dialogue, if you will, in the action figure purchasing community between what is an action figure and what is just a plastic statue. And people will be irate about your terminology usage,
mm-hmm.
because you'll describe essentially a McFarlane figure as an action figure, and they will say, no, that's not really an action figure because it isn't very actionable. It doesn't have, like, moving appendages. It can't hold a weapon and use it against another figure. You know?
Yeah.
Banshee was really not a very good action figure.
Right, I mean, like, in the
But he had a whistle. So that made him an action figure, because he could actually do... Because
he had an action.
He had an action.
He had a verb he could do.
Exactly. Deadpool, for example, his figure, very, very simple. He was essentially a repainted Spider-Man figure, except they did a little knife, and his knife blade retracted. So you could stab your other action figures with his little knife.
That would never fly now.
No. What really didn't fly, and I remember having a... I remember, like, wondering about this back when I was... young enough to have this affect me. But when Venom came out, you know, Spider-Man's his arch nemesis,
mm-hmm.
he was more or less like, he was gross.
Yeah.
You know, and he would, his like catchphrase was like, I'm gonna eat your brains, Spider-Man, and he would say like...
That was his catchphrase?
He didn't really have a catchphrase, but he would say things like that.
Okay, because that's not really like catchphrase. If you tell me that's his catchphrase, it's a little bizarre.
Yeah, I know. But like, he said that a lot. Like, he said, I will eat your brains, I'm gonna suck marrow from your bones. It was very homoerotic, but like, back then, I didn't know what that meant, so...
Right.
You know. So anyway, I remember when they came out with these, Toy Biz made superhero action figures that had a... essentially, like, half the size of the figure was a pack that you put on their backs,
mm-hmm.
and it had a voice box in them. So you pushed a button, and they said, like, popular things that they would say.
Right.
So you had, like, a Spider-Man with, like, a giant black backpack, and if you pushed the button, it said, Spider-Sense tingling!
Right.
And Venom's was, die, Spider-Man, I'm going to eat your brains, rawr. It was a lot more expressive in the thing, but I'm not going to, like,
no,
this isn't vaudeville.
Right.
So, but parents apparently were really upset about that. Because apparently, and this is a phenomenon that I remember experiencing when I was younger, parents would not read your comic books. You would buy a comic book, and you would read it, and your parents would assume that because it was approved by the Comics Code Authority, that... what you were reading was acceptable.
Now, you're telling me that parents knew that the Comics Code Authority existed?
Yeah, no. But I was just using it as an example. I mean, it's...
I think it's just more or less they assume they're comics.
Right, and comics
and as
don't...
As far as they know, comics are the Sunday comics.
Exactly. Or at least that, like, the comics are for children. They remember comics. Like, your parents grew up with comics, and they were like, well, these were a quarter, and they were, like, disposable.
Yeah.
So they didn't read Spider-Man comics when you bought them. They saw Spider-Man, they assumed, you know, happy-go-lucky adventures.
Mm-hmm.
But when Venom came on the scene, he would, like, say these terrible things about how he was gonna, like, eat Spider-Man. And I don't think he ever would have eaten Spider-Man.
Why?
Because every time he had an opportunity to kill Spider-Man, he would never, like, eat him. He would never, like...
And you think that that's a vice of the character, or the writer's just like, oh?
I think it's just... It was just something scary for him to say.
Okay.
The idea was that, like, Venom was just Spider-Man's alien suit around a crazy person. And these are just some of the ramblings that a crazy person under the influence of an alien costume would say.
You don't think the alien costume would ever, at one point, was just like, what the hell's the matter with this dude?
Like, he's saying all these crazy shit?
Yeah.
I think that later on...
And now he's blaming it on me. This has nothing to do with me.
No, later on they tried to explain that, like, the suit had a consciousness, and it, like... was bloodthirsty, and it, like, made like Eddie Brock, the host of Venom, like, more insane than he normally was.
I like my version of it better.
That Eddie Brock is, like, a jerk and a crazy person, and the suit is just kind of like, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah.
I just want to get around, but I'm a costume, so I can't move.
Exactly.
But he could move.
But I didn't know that.
I know, exactly.
My version's still funnier.
Yeah, your version is definitely good. I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Anyway... So the figure would, like, would claim it, would make, you know, hollow, empty threats, but the parents didn't know that.
No.
So, like, I remember there was a big parents movement. They were like, do you know what this action figure saying to this other action figure, these children are going to think that, like, eating brains is acceptable. Which I thought was just
genius.
Well,
yeah, I mean, parents always overreact.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I remember that was... And then parents started to read comics, like, read their children's comics. And that fucked me up because, like, my dad must have read that article, and he was like, Sal, bring me 5 of your comic books. I'm going to read them. And I was just like, okay. And I, like, grabbed a bunch, and I just gave them to him, and he was like, let me explain to you why these are bad. And he, like, pointed to things where he's like, this is grotesque, and this is vulgar. Like, this is too sexy for you. That kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what... I remember, like, one of them was like an Iron Man comic.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the heart to be like, Dad, I gave you this comic because I didn't really know what was in it because I don't really read Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I just got it.
Right.
Like, what I really read is this story about this married guy and his, like, marital problems and being Spider-Man and this, like, Venom character that's trying to eat them.
Did you get many Spider-Man comics to look at?
I did, but it was hard to because I knew what my dad was looking for. And back then it was drawn by, like... Eric Larson and Mark Bagley, and he drew and particularly Eric Larson drew Mary Jane particularly provocatively.
Okay.
Like, put her in, like, jungle costumes.
What?
Because she was a model, so she would, like, model for,
okay,
like, soda.
I mean, it wasn't like she was walking around the streets, like...
In a jungle costume?
Yeah.
No, but she might as well have been, because her outfits were retarded looking.
Okay.
Like, and by retarded, I mean, like, overtly sexual.
Well, this was the 90s.
It was, and she had giant hair.
Yeah.
It was all curly and shit, and, like... But, like, he drew her with, like, he drew every character with, like, Angelina Jolie lips, gigantic breasts, and they were, like, 9 feet tall.
Right.
And they wore, like, nothing.
Right.
So I knew my dad was going to read this, and he was going to take away, and I thought, I was afraid because there was so much of it, that he would take away my comics, and that was the only thing that mattered to me was Spider-Man comics.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, he can't take away my Spider-Man comics, I'll give him a bunch of comics that I know it doesn't, like, he'll be like, I don't want you to read Iron Man anymore, and I'll be like, alright, Dad, I'm giving up Iron Man. And that would be fine. So, like...
So after he had this talk with you, like, what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was very much
he
like...
He felt like he did his part.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm an active parent.
I succeeded. I win.
My mom had a similar... This is actually very similar. My mom had a conversation with me once. When my buddy... I won't use his name because he would be really mad at me if he knew that, like... I was talking about him, but... It was a friend of mine who had the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Back at a time when no one had the internet.
Right.
I remember... A friend of his from middle school downloaded a pornographic story.
Okay.
And I remember this was, like, big news for us in, like, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you can't get porn.
Right.
There was no internet.
Mm-hmm.
There was... Maybe somebody had, like, cable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe somebody had a pervy dad who had, like, a porno stash.
Right.
Or, like, paid for the porn.
Mm-hmm.
The porn channel.
Right.
But otherwise, it's not like you're going to go to, like, the store and buy the magazine.
Now, at this point, you guys are totally interested in chicks?
Yeah.
Sixth grade,
definitely.
Really?
Totally.
Huh.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It just seems young.
Weren't you interested in dudes in sixth grade?
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
Oh, well, but it's different.
Well, I just remember, like, the dudes being less, like, outward about it.
Well, yeah, that's because we used to get together as dudes and be like, oh, man,
Wait, really?
Chicks, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I remember being in, like, sixth grade and, like, you know, girls would just be talking about that, like, dudes, like, in front of them.
Yeah, no. We were very secretive about it.
Oh. That's kind of gay.
Well, in retrospect, yes. But, you know, I'm not gay.
I know.
Good. Anyway, so the story goes that, like, this kid, who I don't mind using his name, Terrence, had this porn story,
mm-hmm.
and it, like, it changed so many hands, but, like, I know that no one took it and, like, went into the bathroom with it.
Right.
Like, people just took it, and they read it, and they talked about how awesome it was, and how crazy it was.
And did you guys understand it?
Sort of. I didn't.
Okay.
Like, I didn't really, because I wasn't, like...
Did you pretend?
I didn't, well, here's the thing. Here's the point of the story. Like, it starts trading hands, right? And everybody's getting the story and they're reading it. And it's like fucking, like, it's like a novel.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't really a novel. It was more like 9 pages, but that's a long...
Yeah.
And it was like 9 pages on a dot matrix printer. And they were stapled together.
Right.
And it was on, like, it was from, like, an old notepad. No, it was from, like, a DOS, like, blue screen,
right,
Word document, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was like, by today's standards, you look at it and be like, I can't read this.
Yeah.
This narrow text on this flimsy paper.
Right.
But it was folded up like a, you know, like a note, like,
mm-hmm.
a, like a letter for you get from the, in the mail. But, like, when it finally came to me, I didn't want to read it, like, in school because I was afraid of being punished.
Right.
You know, being caught. And then for people... And then... Because I had enough problems back then.
Yeah.
Like, I had enough ostracization. I didn't need, like, people to be like, and he reads porno stories.
Right.
So I took it home to read it there. And then my mom found it. Mm-hmm. Like, while I was taking a shower or something. And...
Did you read it?
No.
Oh.
I never got to read it. So my mom sits me down and she's like, Sal, I found your story. Where did you get it? That was the most important thing at the moment was, where did you get it? And I didn't want to say it was my friend, you know, the personal friend who I knew got it from the other guy. So I just blamed it on the other guy. I said, Terrence got it. I didn't want to rat anybody out. So I said I found it in the woods at school. That, like, an upperclassman must have, like, printed it out, and we found it.
Uh-huh.
My mom's like, I'm not even going to explain to you why, as a lawyer, I could explain to you why it's a lie. You know, like... There are a million holes in why you didn't find it in the woods.
Right.
The most notable being that there is no dirt on it whatsoever.
Right.
So let's just cut to the chase and you tell me who gave this story to you.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't say, like, well, really, by the time I got to it, it's old news, Mom. I just said, like, Terrence gave it to me.
Right.
So, and Terrence didn't really get in much trouble, I don't think. I didn't get my ass kicked, and I would have if he had gotten in trouble.
Right.
So, I think they were just upset. I think they were just worried. You know, about, like, the context.
Right, well, I mean, like, that's a bizarre thing for them to be worried about.
It was, because they were like, you're sixth grade, and we all knew each other, we all went to school together from pre-K
right.
to eighth grade, so we were in our, like, seventh year together.
Right.
So, like, nobody was having sex.
Right, I mean, like, I don't know if, like, potentially, like, the written word is less...
provocative?
Than, like, somebody finding their dad's, like, you know...
Porno stash?
Yeah, like, you know, Maxim or Playboy or whatever.
Well, Maxim didn't exist back then.
I don't follow the trends of, like, pornographic magazines, so...
First of all, Maxim isn't a pornographic magazine. Maxim's more like a softcore porn. More like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine with, like, articles in it.
Isn't that what Playboy is?
Yeah, but Playboy actually shows boobs.
Yeah, but they actually have more articles, though.
Yes. Because Playboy is, like, a gentleman's magazine.
Yes.
And Maxim is just, like,
which is why I'm okay
stupid.
With, like, guys reading Playboy.
Right, but I don't read Playboy. And nobody reads Playboy.
I know what...
like, you know who reads Playboy? Short fiction publishers.
Yeah.
And, like, older people read Playboy.
Yeah.
But, like, anyone under the age of 65 does not read, quote-unquote, Playboy.
Right. They say they read Playboy.
Oh, yeah, that's why they have them.
Right.
I do have a Playboy magazine. It was bought for me by Perkins my senior year of college. Oh, you found it?
I thought I did. Now I'm not sure.
It has the Jedi on it.
That sounds familiar.
There is a chick... there's a woman who played, like, a Jedi in, like, the background of episode 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And she... It's 3. It was okay. Episode 3. And she posed nude for Playboy. Mm-hmm. So, like, the cover of her is, like, her nude covering up, you know, her naughty bits.
Mm-hmm.
But in makeup with her lightsaber.
Okay.
And, like,
Is she an alien?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's like one of those she's like one of those regular aliens.
Well, I mean, like, is like her makeup like, is there like a color involved? Like,
yeah, I think
is
she's
like
blue. Yeah. Either that or she has like designs like Darth Maul, but like not like she's red and she has black designs or vice versa.
Right, right.
She has like regular skin, but like with like, you know, blue designs.
Gotcha.
But I think she's blue. I haven't looked at it since fucking 2005.
Well, that's good.
Well, I don't look at it.
I'm saying that's good.
Well, I remember like I saw it in the grocery store. It, like, Sheets or something at, like, the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, what the fuck? Like, and Perkins was like, you gotta get this! And I'm like, I'm not going to spend $9 or however the hell much it was on this stupid magazine that I'm not going to use. If I want porn, I will use the internet.
Right.
It is free and much more provocative. So, like, Perkins bought it for me and gave it to me in the car after we left. So there's no way I could get rid of it.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I don't own any skin mags. I am a guy. I should own at least one.
So you could put it under your bed.
Yeah, no, I put it on my bookshelf. And Perkins like, so you're going to open it? I'm like, nah, I'm going to leave the vacuum seal on it. And he's like, and so he opened it. Because Perkins did openly buy Playboy magazines.
He bought it for himself.
Yes.
But made the excuse that he bought it as a gift for you.
Exactly.
It was a bizarre gift.
It was, yes, a very bizarre gift.
A very, like, I'm not homosexual sort of gift.
Yes. It was almost like the time when, like, we all went to Fridays and Ben was like, you have to buy a hard shake because you like shakes and I want you to drink alcohol, so buy this hard shake. And I was like, no. So he ordered me a hard shake and I wouldn't drink it. So he drank it and then made me buy it.
Why?
Because he's a douchebag, that's why. Oh. So we get back to the story of the story. My mom she extracts the information out of me about where the story came from,
mm-hmm.
and then decides that she's going to hit me with some context. Bear in mind, I've never read this story. I have no exposure to this whatsoever, and my mom is going to sit me down, and then I find out the nature of the story is about group sex.
Okay.
I remember not reading the story because it was so long. I remember looking at it and like starting to read it and being like, this is taking forever.
I don't care.
I lost interest.
Right.
But my mom then sits me down and explains to me what group sex is.
Did she read it?
Of course she read it, because she
read the whole thing?
She had, well, it was only 9 pages, like...
Well, I mean, like, you think she would have gotten the gist of it, maybe...
I think she had to know what I knew.
Okay.
You know? I would have done that. Like, if back then my kid had, like, a porn story, I want to read what it... Especially in 6th grade, I want to read what it is so he knew what it is so I could put it into context.
Right.
But I wouldn't, because that's retarded. Because my mom then explains to me what group sex is. Keep in mind, I barely know what regular sex is. And I'm getting the fucking first-hand experience of what the hell... Or the first-hand, like, not a first-hand experience. My mom didn't have group sex, but, like...
Right.
If she did, she certainly wouldn't fucking tell me. But, like, she's telling me about what group sex is and, like, when it's appropriate or when it isn't appropriate and, like, when I should be, like, thinking about those kinds of things. And I'm, like, really getting my mind blown by this ridiculous conversation.
And you're extremely uncomfortable.
I'm extremely uncomfortable because it's, like, you have a conversation with your parents about, like, the birds and the bees and, like... The first birds and the bees conversation I had with my parents was my mom explaining to me what group sex was.
You know, of course, not having read the story, so...
Yes, having no... So the context... I needed to read the story in order to get the context for what my mom was talking about. But I didn't have the story anymore. My mom threw the story away.
So you never got to read the story.
I never got to read the story, and of course I'm not going to find it.
Oh, no, there's like 1,000 group sex.
There's a bazillion group sex stories. 1,000.
I'm sorry, in my overestimation, I underestimated.
You definitely underestimated the amount of porn stories there are. But anyway, God. But yeah, that's so funny that, like, my mom did that. I was just like... And then later, like, people were like, so do you have the story? I'm like, my mom found it. And they were like, oh, busted. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm like, the joke's on you guys. You guys got to read this terrible... And the way I got this explained it to me, I was like, this is a horrible thing. I don't want to do any of that. Because it was, the only experiences that I had with group sex was that it was boring because mm-hmm. I didn't want to read the whole thing.
And
my mom knows about it.
Right.
So group sex...
And if your mom knows about it, it can't be that bad.
It can't be that great. Right. It has to be horrible. So, like, group sex for me was like, well, I'm not doing that because I'll think of my mom. And that's really hard. If I were in a group sex situation, I'd be thinking of my mom explaining to me what the hell I was doing. And being like, let me put it into perspective here. And I'd be like, no, I'm about to have group sex. I don't even think they call it group sex. And she certainly didn't use the word orgy.
Well, no.
No, she was like, let me explain to you what group sex is. And I'm like, don't explain to me anything ever again.
I think
again.
That's what, like, sex ed, like, educators, like, call it.
Yeah, they probably do. Well, it is, because it's a group.
It is. It is
having
a group
sex.
Having sex, yeah.
She could have called it a key party.
If she had said that, you would have been all sorts of effed up. To this day.
Well, I'd be like, what is
a
key party?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that was when married couples go to a place, and then they have individuals go into a room, and you get a key, and then you go in, and you have sex with whoever's behind the door.
She's like, consequently, you're going to have a sitter this evening.
Exactly. And I'm going to one right now. That would have really, yeah, that would have fucked me up. Thank you for that. Put me in that position. But that was the only birds and the bees conversation I ever had with my parents.
Yeah, really?
They never did have a conversation.
I didn't really.
Because we had sex ed.
Yeah, yeah.
When they saw in my schedule I had sex ed, they were like, fuck it, we don't have to tell them. Thank God. My mom probably doesn't remember telling me that story, by the way.
I'm sure she doesn't.
I'm sure she has no recollection of telling me, of putting into context where there was no context what group sex was.
And I'm sure she doesn't want to have any memory.
Oh, yeah.
Recollection of that, like...
Oh, yeah. Sure mom doesn't want to have any idea about what I do behind
closed
doors.
No, I'm sure that was very uncomfortable for her as well.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it would have been only better if your dad had done it.
Oh, Dad, no. No. Well, Dad kind of gave me a talk about, like... Yeah. Not really.
No.
No, he never actually put in... Like, we had... No. There's never been a conversation like that.
No, that's
my uncle tried to have a conversation with me once. He, like, had to drive me, like, to the airport or something like that. And he's like, Sal, you're the age... It was in high school. We're like, you're looking at breasts... And I was like, Uncle Joe, I got it. I took the class. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, because your father told me you didn't have that conversation. I'm like, no. I don't need that conversation.
No, you're fine.
Because my uncle was, believe it or not, more awkward than my father. Like, my dad is like my dad, but my uncle is like if my dad were kind of retarded.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't get the talk. Your mom didn't give you the talk.
Oh, well, I mean, like, over time she did. I mean, she was pretty.
She
like,
gave you like snippets. Where
snippets. Like
when you were like in sixth grade, she's like, there are guys out there, and then
yeah.
When you're in seventh grade, she's like, and they want to have sex with you.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, it always like, you know, she never like lied to me about like where babies came from. Like, it was never like the stork brought them or like, you know.
No.
She was just very honest and open about it. Like, so I didn't really have questions about it, you know.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't have asked my parents if I had questions.
No, well, I think the difference was my mom was like way younger.
That's true.
My mom had me when I was like, you know, and she was like 22.
Yeah.
So they're around there, so I mean, like...
Yeah, but my dad had his first kid when he was 17.
No, but I'm just saying that, like, I was more open to talking to her because she was
Oh, yeah,
younger.
Because she was closer in age
yeah,
to you.
She,
yeah,
she, you know, it was...
Yeah. And I was closer with my mom.
Yeah.
So, I think it would have been much more awkward if I had the group sex chat with my dad.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
that's
totally.
What I was talking about before, like, you know, dad coming in and being like...
Son, come here. Now let me tell you about this paragraph right here. And I'd be like, God damn it. I have to, like, jump out a window right now. But yeah, you got the...
Oh, yeah.
You got the talks.
Sort of. Yeah, like, over time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, like, one day mom was like, come sit down.
Yeah, sit down. We're gonna have a very awkward and uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, no, it was, you know.
Yeah. All my sexual, like, information that I had questions about came from Tim, which was a great idea. I'd always be like, Tim... Tell me about this. And Tim would be like a fucking, like, Greek scholar. He'd be like, Sal, sit down. Let me explain to you what this is. Having no frame of reference whatsoever. Having an equal frame of reference to me, but
no,
he was more confident.
What were you asking him about?
I don't know. I asked him, like, all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I was like, you know, like, I don't even remember, honestly.
And, yeah, see, I'll be honest with you. Like, I was, like, I guess I was, like, shielded in a way. Like, I, you know, I lived up in Sussex County, and, like, things up there move a little slower.
Yeah.
Than they do down here. So I came in, like, you know, here on, like, fourth, fifth grade, and people had all these, like, terms for things. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know the terms.
And, like, I felt like, and, like, they obviously knew I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was a source of mockery.
Mm.
But, I mean, who the hell was I going to ask? Was that my mom?
Yeah, no.
Like, Mom, what's a boner?
Right. Like, yeah, I did have a lot of, there was a lot of terminology thrown around, and I didn't get any of it. I wasn't allowed to listen to popular music until I decided I was allowed to listen to popular music.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't listen to popular music just because, like, you know, my mom listened to the 80s.
Right. Now, my parents my parents didn't listen to anything that was recorded after 1975.
Right.
So, like, and they certainly didn't want to hear any of it.
No.
So, like, and then my mom found out she really liked the 80s around the 90s. She was like, and then she really dug the 90s. Like, 106.7 was, like, my mom's favorite fucking channel.
Right.
She was like, yes!
I think that's every mom's favorite channel.
I think she was like, Celine Dion, Ace of Base, I am sold.
I'm just wondering, like, when we are old enough to be like, ooh, 106.7, are they going to be playing, like, you know, like, Coldplay and, like, you
know,
the Killers?
Like, they've been playing, 106.7 has been playing the same shit for the past 20 years. I have a feeling 106.7 will always be fucking,
so
like...
It's never going to really be our station.
No.
Except for the holidays.
Except for the holidays, when it's fucking Christmas music from
right.
October 31st until... January 1.
Right.
But...
So you were not allowed to listen to popular music.
I wasn't... Like, I was just saying, like, I didn't... Of course I didn't know what a boner was. I didn't even know who Nirvana was when Nirvana came the fuck out.
That. I mean, like, you know, like, there were, like, bizarre rules in my household to begin with.
Yeah,
like,
I had retarded rules as well.
I mean, like, Barbie couldn't be naked.
Right. Yeah, like, well, I had similar weird rules, but,
yeah.
Like, my parents kind of left me alone a little bit.
No, my mom did not leave me alone about that one. Barbie always had her clothes on. And I'm starting to think it had nothing to do with, like, the sexuality of it, more or less the fact that, like, I would leave things places.
Right, so she'd
then...
just, like, walk around and see, like, these naked...
Or, like, no, like, I would leave, like, shoes out and then my mom would step on them.
They were little shoes, they
or
got everywhere.
Like, yeah, or, like, she'd vacuum up, like, Barbie's shirt and then, like
fuck
vacuum
it up.
And that would be the end of that. So I'm starting to think that might have been what it was.
It was more of an economical decision.
Yeah, more or less, like, you know, don't leave your shit around or I'll
right.
throw it away. And I mean, like, she did threaten that, and she once did.
My mom did the same thing. She used to threaten trash for my things.
No, she wouldn't threaten trash. She would threaten to throw it on the lawn where I'd have to go and pick it up and bring it back in.
Mm. Tim had a similar threat when he was, like, 20. No, it wasn't 20. I think it was 18 when his folks threw his shit out on the lawn.
Well, at least it's like, I know it's not like a bizarre thing centered around my family, because my grandfather did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I threw a wrench of his as a child. I mean, like, I'm talking like 3 or 4.
I know.
And he took my doll and he threw it outside.
I know. That was just because he's petty. No, I'm not going to tell the why Tim's belongings were on the lawn. But I remember he had to gather them up in a trash can or a trash bag. He slung them over his shoulder like Santa Claus, and he walked. And I don't remember where the hell he was going.
But he just walked.
No, I think he was going to Ben's house.
Okay.
But he was walking, and he got to the bottom of his road and 8 steps past Rockaway Drive when he was arrested by Boonton Township Police.
Jesus.
Yeah. They were like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I'm going to Ben's house." And they're like, "Who's Ben?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to my friend's house, Mountain Lakes." And they're like, "What's that in your bag?" He's like, "Everything I own." And they're like, "Get in the car." And they arrested him.
They arrested him?
Yeah.
Like, record and everything?
I don't think it's a record. I think they just held him.
For what?
Because they're fuckheads.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, there's a website that I think is amazing.
Okay.
You know how they have ratemyprofessors.com?
Yeah.
And they now have RateMyTeachers.com for high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't get as much of a choice in
that. I don't
that.
See
like,
that as
being... That doesn't really help.
Well, that sucks. That's where, like, you go, where if you're an eighth grader, you go and you look, and you're like, oh, no! I'm going to get Mrs. Wimbledon!
That could be, like, more like RantAboutMyTeacher.com.
Yeah. But there is RateMyCop.com.
That's awesome. Which and sounds like something...
That is so dangerous for that web designer. But it is such a great idea. I want to see if it exists, because I remember it was down. Your arm's twitching.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Have you been working out?
Yeah.
There you go. Your muscle's just getting used to the fact that, like, it's being used. I'm going to look up ratemycop.com, see if that exists.
You know, every time you say that, it sounds like you're saying something totally
I
different.
Know. Well, ratemyprofessors.com.
I'm sure that site exists, too.
Rape my cops?
No.
Rape my professors?
No, rate my cock.
Oh, rate my cock.
That's what it sounds like you were saying.
Oh, I thought rate sounded like rape.
No. Cops sound like cock to me.
Rate my cock?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure that exists. We should check that out. Fuck Rate My Cop. Let's take a look. Let's search for office. No, I don't want to search by name. Let's search by state. Here we go. New Jersey. There's going to be like a zillion of these. I'm sure it was probably created by a guy in New Jersey.
I'm sure.
Dover Police Department.
Woohoo.
Boonton Township Police Department.
There it is.
There's nobody. What the hell?
I'm very confused as to how this site works.
This site is really poorly designed.
Maybe you can't click on them if they don't have any ratings.
Yeah, there are no ratings for Boonton Township. That is retarded. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and fucking submit some cops. Let's take a look at... Are there any? Newark, apparently, is green. Everybody loves the Newark police.
No, see, like, that says right there that, like, it seems like the number next to it that they would have ratings. No, sorry. The gray means no ratings.
Yeah, no ratings.
Check out Denville.
This is fun. Everybody, come on for this awesome journey. Denville.
Nothing.
No ratings. East Rutherford, though, people apparently are not pleased with them. Let's take a look. You must have given somebody a ticket, because you're the only cop on here. Let's see what happened to Mr. He's got a 1. All right, here's the story about Dodo7854. As I watched the officer approach my vehicle in the side view mirror, right off the bat I could tell he was mad. He started off the conversation with insults and ended it with 2 summonses. I was trying to be courteous, which only seemed to set him off more. Both tickets, including a lawyer, will no doubt cost me around $800. That sucks, but that's not really a rating. That sucks. It's a crappy website. Hey, ratemycop.com. Cop.com. Get your shit together, because, yeah, that's retarded.
So you're gonna search to see if the other side exists?
Rate my cock?
Just search it. Don't actually go there. You don't know what's like.
Alright, I'll Google it. Rate my cock. Ratemycock.com. Yep, there it is.
Ironically, nothing but roosters.
No. Alright, let's go down.
No, it's got the X next to it, so as in, like, we should not go here.
Oh my god. Just go to the main page and look at these genius fucking logos. For Rate My Cock. That is fucking brilliant. Holy shit. I'm not even going to describe them to you, but if you're going to a site called ratemycock.com, imagine what they are. But there are no photographs, there's no images of anything.
Well, this is the warning
site. It's just the warning site, but go to it, because that's more clever than anything I will probably ever create in my entire life. The porno industry is just ripe for genius. I'm so jealous. Anyway, so that's about it for SMBFP today, I think.
Yeah.
I think we had a nice episode. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. What?
What?
No, what? You're like, yeah, maybe.
What am I supposed to say?
It's all right. You can be honest.
It was good.
It was good. It was a good episode.
And it wasn't, whatever.
Yeah. I think we nailed all the conversation points, right?
Yeah.
We didn't leave any stone unturned, did we?
We didn't have, like, a schedule.
Well, no, but we talked about
These
you didn't
the,
leave any stories hanging.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Any conversations that we broached, do we like close? Like,
yeah.
The only thing that we haven't really discussed is what we're gonna fucking do for New Year's. And I have no idea. A couple people assume it's gonna be at the Little House.
Well, we could always do dinner out somewhere and then do like Little House.
That's true.
Or we could. I don't know. I don't know where that was going.
Ben's checking out his place. His parents' place.
Okay, see if that's available.
See if that's available.
Okay.
If his folks aren't home, you know.
Right.
Because that's a gorgeous place.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's such a great party house.
It is.
It's got that awesome terrace that looks over the lake.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I point to it every time we drive by it. I'm like, there's their house. There's, like, upstairs terrace.
That might have been happened, like, 3 times in, like, the 3 years I've known you.
All right, well, that's fair enough.
Like, when I was there, you definitely pointed out.
Well, here, actually, I have some pictures of their house right here, so... Once again, smbfc.net, the jerseyest place to be. Great website, great reference points for anything you might be looking for. Yeah, good. I clicked on that. Okay. I thought I clicked on the web on the forums, which nobody goes to. Just point that out.
Am I supposed to go there?
You and everybody you know, for you are someone you know. If you haven't checked this out, go to smbfc.net and check out. That's some Zen shit right there. The article about. The Craigslist thing that you found. Tell that story. Just explain the context of how you found that.
Late one night, Danielle was studying for... Danielle is my roommate. And by roommate, I mean I live in her house. And we were in her room, and she's studying for economics tests. And so I'm using the internet, trying not to bother her. So I was like, oh, you know what? Let me look at Craigslist. Let me look at their free stuff, as they, you know, call it. See if there's anything worthwhile. No, it really isn't. Everything's broken or busted.
Yeah.
But there was a listing for a free box spring and frame, but no mattress. So I was wondering what happened about the mattress. So I clicked on it, looking for a description. And instead, there was a sentence and a half which said, "You are someone you know. Pick up only."
Point.
And that was pretty much it. I can only assume they meant you or someone you know, for you or someone you know.
But they didn't say for. They said, "You are someone you know."
That's true. Well, I guess then that's it. I don't know what the hell they were trying to say then.
Well, I mean, I think they were saying for you or someone you know, but they clearly don't fucking speak any English. So anyway, here's Ben's house.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. And it's got some ample parking.
So what would his parents be doing, though?
I don't know. They have a beach house that they go to a lot.
Okay.
So,
we don't want to kick them out, obviously.
No, of course not. I'm not saying, like, Ben, it's Ben's house or bust.
Right,
fuck them.
Right.
But yeah, see, like, how you park in there?
Mm-hmm.
You park in the front lot right there, and then you go up the side steps, which are illuminated by lights.
Yeah.
Barragona's have a gorgeous house. I'm fucking really jealous that I don't live in it.
Well, it's really nice.
It really is. And it's right, and the lake
is... What's that big thing up there?
What, that?
Yeah.
That's their terrace.
But what... No, what's on it?
A peace sign.
Why?
Because it's Christmas time, and that lights up.
It almost looks like a giant Mercedes symbol.
It does. Maybe it's... They're very proud Mercedes owners. They're like, we love Mercedes and Christmas, so we'll combine them both. But yeah, like I love this wraparound. It's
that
not wraparound,
awesome.
But it like...
It looks like it would be.
It would wraparound, but it ends right at the end of the house where you look at it from the front, and then
so
it goes all the way around the side.
It goes around the other side, though?
No, it just goes out to the front, like to the side door.
Oh, so how's it look overlooking the lake?
Because the lake is where we are. Like, if we're looking at the house, we are the lake.
But isn't that where you park?
No, you park down here. All right.
You've totally lost me.
All right. All right, when you come up to their house, when you drive up to the... Like, when you're on their road...
Yeah.
You look at their house, it's on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look left, and
right.
There's a dirt, like, gravelly spot where you can park. And then right next to that is the lake.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, there's a whole lake.
I thought the lake was behind their house.
No, it's right in front of their house. So, like, when they wake up... When the Barragonas wake up every morning, they can look outside and they can look at the lake.
It is dark, I don't know.
I don't have any pictures of the view, but...
It's a nice house.
But it's a nice house.
It looks big.
It does. You know what? It's great. Their living room. The living room itself, like not like the computer, not the TV room.
Oh,
we've been in the TV room.
Yeah, that's
and it's kind of tiny.
It is, but you know.
But like,
but
there's only three of them.
Yeah.
Like, only two for like after you know, a certain period of time.
Right.
Because Ben's moving out pretty soon.
Cool.
Because Ben just graduated. Congratulations to him.
Yay.
May 20th, we're gonna be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to take the day off.
Yes.
We'll go down to New Brunswick and we'll be like, holy fuck, Ben graduated! I'm going to bring an air horn.
We can make, like, posters.
That'll be great.
We can just make, like, three posters that spell out Ben and hold them up in wave fashion.
Like B-E-N?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ben will look out and be like, yeah.
Or we could interchange the last two, like, the last letter for an A and an R. It'll be Bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
That'll be a good idea.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We could just spell it Bear instead.
Or we could just have a big picture of a bear. And he'll get it.
We could just have Ben and then a big picture of a bear.
Yeah, there we go. Taking a dump. Making bears, so to speak. So anyway, the options are Ben's house, Ben's parents' place,
But that's
maybe,
not necessarily an option.
And
that's
a possibility.
That's a possibility.
It's not an option. We're going to find that out soon.
Right. And if not, we could do something here. Maybe go
out. Yeah, a little house. My parents' house is always open, but my parents will probably be there.
Yeah, we don't want to be loud.
No, yeah. My parents probably go to bed before fucking 11. Yeah, I mean, like, that's all that has come up.
Mm.
I don't want to go out to dinner, though.
Okay.
I want to bring food.
All right, that's fine.
You know?
I was just trying to think of something that would be, like, you know.
I love the idea of, like, I love the tradition of bringing home, like, really big pizzas.
Right, that would be awesome. You know what would be kind of cool, too,
What's that?
Is, like, fondue of some sort.
Fondue would be cool.
No, I'm not saying, like, dinner fondue. It could be, like, dessert fondue.
Yeah.
Dessert fondue is easier to do, I think.
Oh, totally. This would be, we'd have to get a fondue pot.
I think Danielle has one.
I know, I saw it.
Oh. Yeah, that's for me, if I want it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking, you want it.
I do want it.
Yeah, and bring it here.
Okay.
So that I can have it. And then I'm going to get, like, a stool and put it next to the bed.
No.
And a little ice box next to it, and I keep, like, strawberries in there.
And then the two of us will be done.
Yes.
Because you'll be, like, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, I can, like, just...
And I have tolerance up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Like, I love you for who you are, but if you get gross, forget it. If you become, like, a beanbag chair, we're done.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. I'll just be saying things in hoodies.
Oh, God, no.
Take him away. You bring my fat cat over, he can be my Salacious Crumb. By the way, Salacious Crumb. Jabba the Hutt's little puppet sidekick.
Yeah, I know who he is.
You know what salacious means?
What?
Lustful, pornographic, sexual.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
It is kind of weird.
That's fucked up, right? Why did they call him Salacious Crumb? And he's been Salacious Crumb since the fucking beginning, since the goddamn movie came out.
Right.
No one calls him Salacious Crumb, but even the fucking action figure that came with Jabba figure.
Yeah, and I've always known that was who he was.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really weird.
Yeah. He is interested in Leia, though, when she's in that slave bikini costume.
That's true. Maybe he is. Maybe, like, you know. He is very impish, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, maybe he's, like, Jabba's little, like, rape friend.
Little rape friend?
Yeah, he, like, rapes his prisoners.
All right, that's really creepy.
Yeah, I know. It adds another dimension
to
Star Wars.
Maybe that's why Chewbacca desperately wanted to get out.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this place! I've heard things about that fucking Muppet. I gotta get out of here right now. Where is Lando? But of course, this conversation is all happening. And
he's like, what the hell?
And Han has no idea because he's blind and retarded.
Yeah.
Because Han's kind of reduced to a clown in that movie.
He kind of is.
He's like, ho, no!
Well, I mean, like, can you blame him? I mean, like, he really didn't want anything to do with this in the first place.
He wanted Han Solo to die in Empire.
Really?
Yeah, he asked Kirshner if he could, like, he's like, so Han Solo dies in the carbon freezing process? It's really tragic. And they're like, no.
Wait, did he read the script beforehand?
No, he did.
Oh.
He just wanted them to change the script. Because he's not in the script any, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's not in the script for the rest of the episode.
Right,
that's
what makes
it so
good.
What, that he lives?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because otherwise Luke would have never, like...
Not gotten out with Leia?
No. I mean, you know, technically he owed Han. And, like, he would have never been able to fulfill that.
Yeah, but, you know, they just move on.
That's based on honor.
Yeah. Yeah, and you are all about honor.
Shut up. And poor Chewie.
Yeah, Chewie would protect Leia, and
like,
Leia would get with Lando.
But that's, like, way... That's, like...
That's dark?
That's cheap.
It is cheap.
That's
it
cheap for... That's for cheap for Chewie, you know what I mean?
I know.
But like at least with Han, he had fun.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know the fun's over when, like, he and Leia got married.
Well, I'm sure that, like, you know, Han would be like, go home.
No. First of all, excuse me, Tiffany, but in the expanded universe, we all know that Han Solo offered Chewbacca his freedom, but Chewbacca did not accept it because his family is retarded and sucks.
Well, that's based on the holiday special.
Exactly, which is continuity because that is the first appearance of Boba Fett. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks.
But excuse me, but we all know that in the expanded universe, Chewbacca does not go home to Kashyyyk.
It's not the first
appearance.
Yeah.
We don't count the new trilogy.
No, I was counting
The redux of A New Hope.
Yeah, that scene that was filmed but never like put in.
Yeah.
Like, he was already there.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
He is, okay, and we're talking about the 1997 release of Star Wars, the original.
Yeah.
Where like Jabba is at Docking B 94 with the bounty hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett is not in that scene when they first shot it.
No,
they added Boba Fett later because they knew he was so.
For some reason, I thought I remember seeing him in like a wide shot, but now I'm thinking maybe not.
No, they had like a couple bounty hunters, including a Greedo lookalike.
Yeah.
But
no, it's just the Greedo costume.
Yeah, it is. They have like four fucking Greedos, exactly the same.
Do you know what bothers me the most in the cantina? Those two gray aliens talking to each other.
And like the two hands.
Yeah. One of them has, like, the alien hands, and one of them just wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Over, like, his regular hands.
Yeah, well, the gloves... their fingers don't have bones in them.
Oh,
and
shut up!
Their
that
fingers
is
collapse
such bullshit.
In the gloves, that way they can grab things normally.
That is such bullshit.
The one alien with the gloves off was just there longer.
That's
so just more comfortable.
So stupid.
You're stupid.
It drives me nuts.
No. That's why in that scene, when at the end of the scene, Boba Fett is following them, and then he stops, turns around, looks at the audience, and then goes back.
Well, yeah. Well,
where he's like, hi, Mom. Hey, nerds. I'm in this movie.
Yeah, as much as I like the Jabba, like, puppet,
yeah.
There's something about that dude dressed up like, you know.
Oh, I did like the Irish, fat,
yeah,
hairy,
cool.
Like, Jabba, where he's like, hon, come on with me.
Yeah.
I'm a jolly old fat jerk.
Yeah, it's funny.
I did. I liked that.
But I mean, like the puppet's classic. But,
oh, yeah,
you know.
Jabba's perfect the way he is.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know what it is? It's like, because Jabba was an alien with,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, with, like, a puppet,
mm-hmm.
they got to CG him up. Like, they got to bring him back.
Yeah.
If he had just been, like, a fat, hairy guy, we would have seen, like, Gordula the Hutt and, like, other different versions of Hutts instead of Jabba.
Which
would have been fine, too, because,
yeah.
you know, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I really like the original Jabba. And I don't know why they can't get the coloring right on any of the CG Jabbas.
It's so weird.
Probably because it's not real. Like, they just can't get any of it right.
Which is bizarre. I mean, like, you know.
I know, it's really...
Just take a photo.
Yeah, just fucking... Like, you could rotoscope in old Jabba and just move him different. They fucking did it in the fucking first Dark Forces game. When, like, Jabba talks to Kyle Katarn when he's on Jabba's... ship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a sail barge, but his, like, intergalactic ship. Jabba, like, talks to him, like,
right.
via hologram.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks exactly like he did in the movie. Because they just used the image from the movie.
Right.
And then
well,
moved his
easier,
mouth.
It's easier as a hologram. But, I mean, like, literally all they do is just look at, like, a photo of him in reference. I mean, like, of course I'm probably, like, simplifying this beyond...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure... Like, I mean, and
I
know,
like,
it took, like, thousands of man hours and shit like that
yeah.
to create the crap that it was. But, like, wouldn't it have been easier if they had just made Jabba... Like, because Jabba has his palace, right? It's not like he just got the palace.
Nah, like, you have to assume he has it.
But, like, in episode one, where, like, he goes there to, like, kick off the fucking pod race.
Yeah.
First of all, they have a lot of pod races. It's not
yeah.
like that was the most important
yeah,
pod race to be there.
Yeah, why couldn't he just be at his palace and, like, they have, like, a hologram of
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
Like...
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
That would have been fine. And maybe, like, a lesser hut could have been there.
Yeah,
or
it
Bib
like,
Fortuna could have been there.
It would have been, like, the Marlon Brando, like, Superman crystal.
Exactly. Where they just, like, they're like, oh, you remember Jabba? Look, we can use our CG, like, abilities to have Jabba hologram show up. And he looks exactly like he did in the fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, first movie.
You know what's really funny? I remember being really excited about Greg Proops, the comedian, being in Star Wars.
Until you fucking saw his
and
scene.
Then, oh, God, I just want to punch him.
Because he's terrible.
It's awful. I mean, like, it's not that he's terrible. I mean, that's
well,
just...
It's
stupid.
It's fucking Greg Proops as, like, a two-headed alien.
Yeah.
Saying shit. Like... Actually, it's funny. The fan edit that I'm involved in now...
Yeah.
That I'm involved in. Like,
mm-hmm.
this guy is naming me and shit.
Okay. When are you going to get on that?
I'm on it. I just talked to him today about it. He was like...
Did you send the dialogue?
No.
Okay.
I did send a dialogue, and he wanted to be shorter. And then I told him that I'm talking to voice actors, and he was saying that he was saying, like, well, don't get them all in the recording studio yet, because we might be changing it up. And I was like, yeah, you're right, we should probably hold off on actually...
Recording
shit until your product is done, and then we can work on it later.
Right, right, right. Well, at the very least, you could do samples.
Yeah, he wants samples.
Just like, you know...
He wants to hear, like, what I've got. But... When he re-edited the pod race scene,
mm-hmm.
Greg Proops is gone.
Cool.
It's a two-headed alien, but he just keeps the translator.
Yeah, I like
alien voice guy
mm-hmm.
where he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like they keep him and they cut Greg Proops' line
because
he doesn't say anything.
No, he doesn't really add anything to it, and I hate the fact, I don't know why, like, I hate the fact that he's a two-headed alien. It just looks stupid.
Well, it just
and then they do that little dance.
It's very retarded. It looks very cartoony. The whole fucking new trilogy is very cartoony. They don't bring back any fucking aliens that you have in Star Wars, it's like...
That's not true. There's that little, the little Greedo kid, the little Rodian.
Where he's, like, beating up on Anakin and
shit?
Yeah,
but he's adorable, because he's all, like, he's kind of round and,
yeah,
like...
He is. Yeah. All right, well, yeah, but there's him, but I'm talking about in every other scene where, like,
yeah,
you have an alien,
that's
they have,
true.
Like, a CG impossible-to-puppeteer in real life.
No, it's true. I mean, like, really, like, only ones that stick out of my mind is the fact they brought back the Jawas. And
well, that was awesome.
And
the
Tusken
Raiders,
Raiders,
which
that
is...
It.
The fucking Tusken Raiders are a fan favorite in that... Just in the pod race
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, when they're...
When they're just picking off NASCAR drivers.
That's awesome.
That's fucking brilliant. It was
because it's just proving more that, like, you know, Tusken Raiders are douchebags.
Yeah, they're just the douchebags of the Star Wars universe. There are a lot of douchebags in the Star Wars universe, but the Tusken Raiders kind of count.
Yeah.
It's like the kings.
Yeah.
They are, because they just, you know.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, like, they just scavenge the desert. They come around in, like, groups.
Yeah.
Hiding their numbers so you don't know how many there are.
Exactly.
And then they just beat the crap out of you and yell at you a lot.
Yeah, they yell at you and they hit you with their gaffy sticks.
It's kind of the yelling part that bothers me.
It is.
It's not enough that you're beating me up or trying to kill me, but you're going to yell at me like
And they're terrifying looking.
Yeah,
so it's like,
are.
I don't even know what they're saying. Like, if I had known what they were saying, at least then I could, like, take comfort in what I know they're going
to
do to me.
Maybe they're asking you something, basically.
Hey, do you know where there's a lagoon anywhere near
here?
And
then when you're, like, fearful of them or...
Yeah, if you, like, run away from them, they're insulted.
Yeah.
And then they attack you.
Yeah.
They're like, do you know where the next rest station is? And you're like, ah! And they're like, damn it! I'm gonna get on my Bantha and I'm out of here. Never mind the fact that I'm terrifying looking and I sound...
I guess the only way they can really get on those things is from far off.
Yeah, they jump on them.
They have to, yeah, that's the only way.
Yeah. If they were in the new trilogy, they would, like, be on hover, like, thingies, and they would, like, ride up to the Bantha and they would jump on them.
That would be retarded.
It's already retarded.
It is. That'd be more retarded.
Yeah. And that's our show. All right. Once again, another episode, another fucking reference to Star Wars and how crappy the new trilogy is. But hopefully not for long. It's a little teaser.
Yeah.
Like that? It's a teaser.
Yeah. Right.
Star Wars prologue. Look for it. It's coming up. Not soon.
No.
But, like, yeah, go to digital-fanedits.com. Digital-fanedits.com.
Cool.
Check it out. There's some previews and shit there.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with any of them.
No.
I've nothing to do with the process. I am only now starting to get involved, and I probably will not be involved after this. But, you know, check it out. And check us out. Don't forget to come by smbfc.net. Smoke my big fat cock.net. When you first met me, like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you finally found out about SMBFC, what was your first reaction?
I didn't.
Not the site necessarily, but the acronym.
No, the action. Well, you explained to me where it came from.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, like, I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I've embraced it fully.
Yeah, that's true. That's clear. That's true. You
yeah.
can see that.
So much so that, like, I'm in, and I play World of Warcraft, and
yeah,
my guild name is Yield SMBFC.
Yeah.
So, and I have been asked in-game what that means.
And you've told them?
Yeah. I'll tell them the reference and where it comes from and everything.
Yeah. And the site? You've told them where to go?
No.
See, now, I may have to revoke your status as an SMBFCer if you don't pimp the site.
All right.
Like,
I will.
Like the whore that I am.
All right. I will.
You gotta tell them.
Okay.
You should make your guild.
I mean, theoretically, like, we should probably be inviting other people to our guild, but we just... It's
no,
just,
fuck that.
It's just our friends.
Yeah, exactly. I'm inviting people to come to the site. I'm not inviting them to fucking come to my house.
All right. Well, sorry. Not like you're involved in the guild.
Well, no, I don't play WoW.
You're lost.
See, you shrugged at me. I don't even... They don't know. They just think I owned you. And then you say, you're lost. And then I don't know.
Well, all right, I shrugged, and then I said, you're lost.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not going to say my actions. Like, punch out of the face.
Shrug. Yeah, exactly. Punch. Kick. All right. Anyway, so don't forget to email us at smbfc.net. That's smbfc.net@gmail.com.
Theoretically, if they're listening to this, they've gone to the site, so they should probably know about it.
They should, but I always remind them, because maybe they found the podcast first. Maybe the podcast is the first exposure they have to SMBFC.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
And maybe they have a question. Maybe they
that's,
have a story. Maybe they have something
fair.
To share.
All right.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Don't alienate our audience right off the bat. First episode, last episode. Don't do it. Don't touch me with your ice hands. No! Hate you, don't. God damn it. All right, well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
I wasn't thanking you. I was thanking them for listening. Fuck you. But anyway, thanks for being on the show.
No problem.
So what'd you think of this experience?
It was good.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't bad.
It was a little daunting at first. But it was.
I think I would do better with Danielle.
I think.
And I think that would be a fun ride.
That would be a fun episode. I would be happy to put Danielle on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should do an episode where it's just me and Danielle and see how that goes. She'd be like, hey.
Yeah, but you... No, that's a bad idea.
I'd be like, hey, Danielle, what's going on?
Exactly.
Hong Kong, beep, beep, woo. She'd be like, what? She'd just be like, run away.
Well, at least you guys could talk about other stuff. You could talk about, like, MST3K. Like,
that's true.
That's not something I know much about.
No, but, you know, I'm getting you there.
Yeah, well, it's not like I'm adverse to the experience.
No, it's not like you're like, fuck MST3K.
I just didn't watch it when I was growing up. I watched the anime hour after it.
I know, fucking Japanimation.
Yeah, I love that.
I know you love Japanimation. I think I'm going to call it Japanimation from now on.
Oh.
I'll go to an anime convention and be like, so I'm made to look for some Japanimation. I used to watch them on the Sci-Fi
channel.
That would
be the worst idea ever.
Yeah? Would I get, like, stabbed through with a sword bigger than myself?
Probably. With a foam sword bigger than yourself?
Well, if they want to fucking have a foam sword fight, they are welcome to it.
They would not do it because they would be too proud of that sword.
I would destroy them.
Their replica sword.
I would destroy their sword.
No, they wouldn't do it.
You know, they make a gun replica based off of the gun from Gears of War.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I get that. Bring it to an anime convention.
With the chainsaw.
And be like, pew, pew, pew.
And having emasculated yourself.
It's got a chainsaw on it. I'd still be a BA.
Making pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
And then they'd be like, you fag. And I'd be like, brrrr.
Except that the chainsaw doesn't work.
Yes, it does. It runs.
Does it really?
Well, no.
No, exactly.
But my real chainsaw runs.
You don't have a chainsaw.
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
My family has one. I can just borrow it. What do you say to that? I really like the two-person format of the podcast.
Yeah.
Just because it's easier to, like, go back and forth with the mic. I'd like to do three or more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little wary of it only because, like... The same reason why I'm wary of, like, a phone conversation podcast, because,
right.
like, you talk over each other a lot.
No, I understand that. I mean, at least I know with Danielle, like, she'll listen more.
That's true.
And, like, she'll only add commentary.
Unless, like, you ask her. Unless, like,
yeah, yeah.
You're like,
I mean,
so
like,
what do you think about that, Danielle?
Yeah, she might throw something in every once in a while, but, I mean, like, she'll like, make me feel more comfortable.
That's true. Well,
it's not that you don't make me feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. Just that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm funnier when she's around.
No, I think you're pretty funny right now.
Not funny.
Funny looking.
Fuck you. This podcast is over.
This podcast is over. Well, all right, say goodnight.
Goodnight. Or goodbye.
Yeah, that's right.
You said goodnight, so I said goodnight.
Well, you know what I mean. It doesn't matter.
All right, well, bye.
Later.